You're listening to the Fox on the Road special from the East Brunswick Community Arts Center as we pay tribute to the men and women who served and made the ultimate sacrifice in defending the United States of America. Let's go back out to our host, Jack Thomas. And I'm proud to
be an American. All right, everyone, welcome back on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM. We're live in East Brunswick at the East Brunswick Community Arts Center. Now, I'm very honored because I have the mayor of East Brunswick, and he's not just the mayor of East Brunswick to me. He's one of my best friends. He's indirectly responsible for bringing my first son into life. He was a doctor then. Are you still a doctor,
Brad?
I'm
still a doctor.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure, but he delivered my first son, John, JR, as I affectionately call him. Brad and I have known each other now for over 32 years. 8 years. I remember when you first started running to be the mayor of East Brunswick.
Yeah, it actually seems a long time ago now, but it goes by quickly, and I think we accomplished a lot.
No, you have. I mean, East Brunswick is thriving again, and yes, I will say it's because of you, sir. I might be a little biased. No, but you've gotten this community back to being what it's about. And so now, Brad, let's talk about this event. I mean, Tommy and Tony came to you, I presume, probably like a year and a half ago.
Yes.
I know that's when Tommy started talking to me about it. And tell me about it. What was the involvement of East Brunswick?
Well, initially, Tommy told us about this, and we thought that this would probably be a tough thing to get here to East Brunswick.
We were shocked when he brought it up to us that they were applying to get permission to get the wall here. And they worked really, really hard at doing that. And they said, well, whatever East Brunswick can do to help you, because we would be honored to have that here in the township, in the community center, here at the Community Arts Center, is the perfect location for it. But as it got closer and closer, and then finally he got word that it was going to be here, we said, well, we're all hands on deck to try to do what we need to help make sure that as many people as possible get the opportunity to see this. And as you know, Vietnam vets are getting older, and many of them can't travel to Washington, D.C. So the concept of having this wall go throughout the country is for those people that can't get to D.C.
Right.
to have the same opportunity. And I think you talk about what this wall must look like. In your mind, you may have an idea, but it is so different when you get out here and see it.
I've been fortunate to get down to D.C. and see all the memorial walls. And it's very touching when you're down there. When I saw this walking up in the pouring rain before,
yes.
looking at it, I was like, wow.
I think the only thing that came to mind when I finally saw this was a similar feeling that I got when you go to the Trade Center
yes.
and you see the memorial there. It's a gut-wrenching type of feeling, and this is very similar.
I can tell you about that. I was actually in New York City on 9/11 at my radio station and stayed there for 5 straight days because nobody could get out.
Uh-huh.
New York. The next day, coming out, just seeing the ash still fall on us because we were 10 blocks away from the center. And then it took me close to 15 years to bring myself to go back down there to see the memorial. So, I mean, that's it. The memories that the veterans must see when they see this, seeing that every name that was in D.C. is on this wall, that's pretty also incredible.
It's 58,000 lives that are represented on that wall. And I think for me, being someone who grew up in the late 60s, early 70s. I was born in 1960, so this is all my history growing up. It's not a conflict that I read about in a history
right.
book. This was, and I remember those television episodes from the news that come on for an hour a night, not the 24-hour news cycle that we have now, and the names of individual soldiers who lost their lives up on the television screen, and I remember panicking, my mother panicked that I was actually being called for service, because we didn't know the war was going to end in 1975. I would have I put my name in for the draft in 1976 when I turned 16, and if I had been called to service, I would have done that. My mother was panicked. I was her oldest son, but we would have done what you wrote.
Well, that's like what I've been saying all day. When people are drafted or they sign up to go, they stop their lives. They stop their jobs. They leave their families. They basically say, I'm putting it on hold because they want to represent. Yes.
And that's the part that I think these individuals that whose names, they're all people that had families. They had lives. They had friends. They have a story. Their lives mattered.
Yes.
And they were willing to do what they were required to do and put loyalty first, country first. They knew what humility meant because they believed in something greater than themselves.
But you know what was really shameful? again, I was born in 65, so yes, I was still a little young at 10, but when they came, when the Vietnam vets came home, when the Korean vets came home, they weren't treated with any respect.
No.
They were spat on. Jobs were not offered to them. I mean, I did a, I found out numbers. Sadly, 16.4% of the vets overall commit suicide because they don't feel they're getting the respect or, and that's, you know, I look at, life is very precious. You know that.
Absolutely.
You know, there's outlets out there where you can call, or VA hospitals where you can go to seek the help, because you know what? Your life mattered because you put your life on the line for me.
Right.
I want to thank you.
And
you know,
and they deserve that.
Yes.
And I think that
all
the
vets do. Not just the Vietnam
No,
Korean,
all of them.
All
of them. And the ones that are serving. I mean,
they,
everyone that takes on the banner of the United States of America deserves our respect.
Right.
And I think we lose that sometimes when you look today on things that are going on college campuses, where you know, there were protest movements back in the 60s
well,
and
Kent
70s.
State.
And
Kent Sadly, State. What happened there? Yeah.
I remember all of that. The difference, though, is like those people did actually understand what they were fighting. I don't know if the kids today that are standing up.
I really don't think they. I think they're just doing it because, hey, there's something to do and everything. You know.
Well, they buy into a oppressed.
I mean, don't get me wrong. What's happening overseas is terrible. What's happening to those people that were taken hostage is terrible. You know, they were at a concert to enjoy themselves, and now their lives. You know.
But the, but these. This wall represents all those who have
Gave the ultimate sacrifice,
and they didn't go thinking they were going to. I remember, actually, about 20 years ago, I was going to, I was in Atlanta Airport, the international airport there, with a cousin of mine who was unfortunately seeking a treatment for her cancer that was not available in the United States. So she was in Florida, I was here in Jersey. We met in Atlanta to go overseas to Germany for a treatment. And while we were in the airport, there were kids being deployed, being deployed overseas to the war in Iraq. And what happens is, as they go through the airport, everybody moves to the side and you clap. You give your appreciation for what they're about to do. And there was a man behind me who muttered that he doesn't understand why we're clapping, that he goes to work every day and nobody claps for him. And I looked around, I turned at him, and I said, you really have to be kidding. Do you really put your life on the line every day when you go to work every day? Because I doubt that.
And that's really sad that, you
it
know.
It was sad that you had to remind him of what these 16, 17, 18-year-old kids were about to do.
Right.
That we needed to remind him of that. How utterly thoughtless that they didn't understand.
Well, you see, this is what I always said, and I've been saying it. Look, yes, it's Memorial Day, so you're remembering. That's what Memorial Day is about, remembering. Veterans Day is saluting. But there's nothing wrong with it. If you see a veteran, shake his hand.
Just say
or
thank
buy
you.
Him a coffee or give him time just so he can talk, because that's what a lot of veterans want to do, is just talk. I mean, I was telling people, when I grew up, I'm an American Legion kid. My father was part of the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go down to the American Legion all the time, and he would just be with his buddies talking. So, you know, I was there. That's what I loved. That, you know, they just wanted to talk.
Absolutely. American Legion is a great. Actually, I remember in high school getting awarded by the American Legion the right to attend Boys State.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
And that was also an eye-opening opportunity to really learn about. I should have really thought that maybe that my interest in government dated all the way back then.
There you go. Look about that, huh?
Who knows? But it was just a great opportunity to learn about how government works, and that you're not a politician.
Right.
You're a public servant.
Yes.
And those individuals who are doing it for the right reason see themselves as public servants.
Right.
That's what you're doing it for.
Well, I'm going to quote, I feel, one of the better presidents that we've ever had, John F. Kennedy, where he said, ask not what you can
do for you, but
what you can do for your country. And that's what people do. They sign up. There was an article yesterday, 17 kids out of this one high school all enrolled into the different services. And exactly that. There was a parade where all the graduating seniors were saluting them. So that's really one of
That's great. I remember a couple years ago, we would give awards out at this time of year, usually for the senior awards. And there was a whole bunch of academic awards. You know, East Brunswick's known for its schools, so there was a ton of academic awards, and it just seemed the thing was going on and on. But then there was an individual from the armed services that was giving out an award to somebody who was entering the armed services. And he got up And just, I think he just felt incredibly inadequate compared to the number of kids that were getting all these academic awards. So he started out by, saying, oh my God, I don't think that I could ever have competed in a school like this. And I felt so terrible that he was sort of self-deprecating when what he does as a
living,
living and a volunteer for our armed services is the greatest contribution you could possibly make. So as soon as he got off the stage, I ran up to speak to the audience, and I told them that I think we all should stand up and give this young man a round of applause, because it's on the backs of individuals like him that we could enjoy the safety and security that we could be
in this building. Well, that's it. Without people going into the services, without the ultimate sacrifice that the Vietnam vets, the Korean vets, World War One, World War Two, and the Iraqi and Afghan vets, the ultimate sacrifice, we wouldn't be here today being able to remember.
And we have a great country.
Yes.
It's worth preserving.
Yes.
Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we need to be reminded of that. Elections have consequences, and we need to really think about that when we vote. You need to do your civic service voting and really analyzing candidates and making a decision on those individuals who you think are going to represent this country the best. Our United States of America, as I said earlier today, in the greater look at all of world history, democracy is in its infancy.
Yes.
Most of governments before the United States were monarchies, they were dictatorships, they weren't democracies where it's predicated on individuals who elect among themselves those people who we choose who are our leaders. That's a massive gift and responsibility. We need to take that seriously. And that's what elections are about. But democracy itself is a baby on the world stage.
Yes.
You go to Europe, they go back for centuries. You go to Middle East, they go back millennium. The United States is almost 250 years old. It's a baby. That democracy needs to be
pretty old baby, don't you?
Needs,
maybe
know.
A team.
Depends on.
Let's call them a team.
Well, I laugh. Sometimes people come up to me and they say, oh, can we make this building historic? Oh, how old is that? Oh, it's almost 100 years old. I don't know. I go over to Europe and they talk about this building from the 12th century and that building from the 16th century. So, again, in the greater world, things of world history, we're a baby. But it needs to be preserved. That's why learning about government is critical, that our kids and our students that are learning about it really understand it. At some point, we're not going to be there. It's going to be them leading us.
Right.
And so it's critical to me that they understand history and that they don't just buy into catchphrases and the movement of the moment, that they really understand that the United States comes out of something critical, and people gave their lives to preserve it. And I want to make sure that when they take the mantle of government and responsibility, that they understand that history and value it.
Well, like I said, I want to thank you personally for allowing the VFW to get this wall here. It means a lot to, you know, the town also. But I want to thank you also for your leadership over the past 8 years. And I hope I can say that you're going to keep going on. You know, don't stop now. Why stop now? I mean, hey, you can be like Kennedy in Sayreville. You know, he was mayor for 20 years. Then he took a few years off, and now he's back and everything. You know, I mean,
I call life chapters. You know, one chapter closes, another chapter opens. But in each chapter, you got to do the best job that
you
can.
Well, like I said, you served quite well when you were on the school board. You helped the children get better educations, and you're serving fine as the mayor of East Brunswick. I can tell you that.
Well, thank you very much.
Brad, it's been great to catch up with you. I want to thank you. Like I said, we've known each other for 32 years. You're not just the mayor, you're my friend. So thank you very much. I hope you and your family have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
And thank you for allowing this great wall to
come. I hope people understand how important it is and that they get some time in this long weekend an opportunity to come out here and see it.
Like I said, basically this wall's going to be here until Monday, Memorial Day, 24/7. You can come on down. It'll be lit up at night. There's going to be volunteers here around the clock giving guided tours if you want. There's a lot more than just the wall here. There's going to be ceremonies and orchestras playing throughout. So it's a great great time to remember. Like Brad said, look, it's a long weekend coming up, so come on down. Make the time to come on down. It's right off of Cranberry Road. Hey, if you know where the 4-H Fairgrounds is, just go a little past that, and you'll see it.
It's also a complete rundown of all the events and times on eastbrunswick.org. So please go on. It's right on the front page. You don't need to hit a bunch of prompts to get there. And please come out.
Right, and I can tell you that on Monday at 1 o'clock, that is when the VFW, the American Legion, are going to be doing their annual Memorial Day ceremonies. So come on out. Please, take the time. Look, I say it and I said it before. Memorial Day is not about going to the beaches, having barbecues, or stuff like that. Yes, that's nice. It's about what they're doing here, remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. This is Jack Thomas for Fox Sports Radio, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM. We're going back to regular programming, but we're going to be back with Tommy, one of the coordinators of this event, right here on Fox Sports New Jersey, 93.5.